This week's mailbag comes from Wendy. Lisa, your Sunday basket was a right-on-time product for me. My Sunday basket has, one, saved me money from late fees and helped me find lost checks, gift cards, and money. Two, saved me time from not looking for things. I used to carry every single piece of paper that I needed to take action on to work with me every day in the hopes of tackling it during my one-hour lunch break. Between a full-time job, my son with ADHD, my daughter getting ready to enter pre-K and getting her registered, church commitments, my professional organizing business, rental properties, home life, and my many pieces of sticky notes of ideas that popped into my head, I needed a centralized place for everything to be held. Lisa's Sunday basket allowed me to schedule out my tasks for the week so I can tackle the top 3 to 6 things that must get done that day. My purse is a lot lighter and I can focus on the daily tasks. Now I'm a Sunday basket workshop organizer and I help families create and maintain their Sunday baskets as well. Do you have an organized 365 success story? We'd love to hear about it. Send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and let us know how you've changed your life and your home with Organized 365. Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I am so excited to be talking to you today about this concept that I've been trying to explain for years, but I didn't have a good word for it. And I created a new word, and I love it. Golden windows. We are going to be talking about golden windows. These are times when organization just seems effortless and doable and sped up. And when you're in one of these golden windows and you decide to declutter and get organized, it just seems to almost happen like magic, like it happens so fast and so easily. And then other times you think it's the same exact situation and organization feels hard and laborious and nothing seems to work and it's too expensive. And like, what is the difference in organizing inside of a golden window and outside of a golden window? And what the heck is a golden window anyway? Now, I'm just going to start by saying there are some times that are not golden windows. I'm sure you're like, she always thinks this 100-day program is the answer to everything. Lisa always thinks everybody should be in this all-access thing and getting organized is just so easy peasy. No, I never said it was easy. And I do think there are times where it's not opportune for you to organize. Let me give you 3 examples that are definitely not golden windows. They're probably like shut and padlocked doors. These would be when you are home with young kids under the age of 5, like whatever, shoveling snow during a snowstorm, trying to nail Jell-O to a wall, whatever analogy you want to use. Organizing with little kids is exhausting. It is never done. It does not last. It doesn't mean you don't need to do it. You actually need to do it more, and you actually need to organize everything about every 6 weeks. It's exhausting. Everything about little kids is exhausting. Definitely not a golden window. Another time that would not be a golden window is when you are depressed. Now, I know for a lot of us, depression can last for decades. Does that mean that we don't organize for decades? No, it just means that it is harder, it's going to take longer, and you need to really, really prioritize. This is not the time to go through the storage room. This is the time just to make sure the closet is functional enough that you can get out of the house and you have enough food and your kitchen is organized enough that everybody gets fed. And then the third time that would not be a golden window is when you just literally have no time. Now wait, that's not everybody. You're like, yep, that's me. I have no time. Wrong, wrong, no. When I say you have no time, you are a lawyer fighting a court case for the Supreme Court and you have a kid going to college and your mom just broke her hip. No time. You know, a lot of times we think we have no time, but if we could go get a massage, we find an hour. Like, time is relative. Like, this whole idea of time is relative, but there are definitely seasons in your life where you literally have no time. The 18 months where my father was dying and then died and we had to do his estate and I was working outside of the home and trying to take care of the kids and driving up to Cleveland all the time, I had no time. I don't even know when I went to the bathroom, to be honest with you. There was nothing I could have done in that phase of life to get organized. As a matter of fact, the best I did was to stop the disorganization as much as possible. So there are definitely times in your life where you have no time, where the ages of your kids or life situation are just really difficult to organize, and depression takes its toll. So now that we have acknowledged that, let's talk about these golden windows. There are three types of golden windows, and then I'm going to give you a lot of examples inside of each. The first type of golden window is a chronological age, and we're going to talk about the magic age of turning 40. The second type of golden window is situational. You're going to move. You got a new job. There's a new baby. You're going to get remarried. These are all situational golden windows. And the third kind of golden window is seasonal. So if you're like, great, I'm not having a baby, I'm not moving, I'm 32, like I don't have any golden windows. No, we all have three golden windows every single year, and they happen seasonally. I'm going to explain what all of these golden windows are, and then the magic really happens when your golden windows stack together. If you can get two stacked together, you are going to make a lot of progress. If you have three stacked together and you're not prioritizing organizing your home and getting your personal stuff in alignment, you are really, really, really missing an opportunity to have super fast success in getting organized. So let's start with chronological ages. First of all, I want to let you know, later this fall, I will be recording a podcast about the stages of life of kids. So, you know, I have the book, The Mindset of Organization, and I talk about the stages of life that all women go through. There's childhood, which is birth to 21, accumulation, which is like 18 or 22 to about 39, survival, which is 40 to 55, and downsizing and legacy, which is 56 plus. Now, those ages can be changed a little bit for you, but generally, that is generally the flow of a woman's life. You leave home, you go through the accumulation stage, the survival stage, and then downsizing and legacy. However, within childhood, that we just broadly grouped in that book, 0 to 21, there are actually four or five phases of childhood. Now, I actually have a degree in teaching from Miami University, and I am a dual major. So I actually went to college for early childhood education, and I am certified to own a daycare center, and I've actually designed a whole daycare center that I would create. I've talked to you about that in other podcasts. I love child development. So cool to me. Like, if you have children at all, you notice when they first started drawing people, they would just draw a circle. And then they would put eyes on the circle with a mouth. And Joey always made the mouth straight. Like, his mouth wasn't curved like a smile. It was two eyes, straight mouth around a circle. And if you have kids, you're like, oh yeah, my kids drew this too. Abby's face was a circle with two eyes and big lips. She had the actual like woman lips on there as her lips. And then the kids draw, that's their first phase of drawing a person. And then you'll notice a couple weeks, a couple months later, all of a sudden this circle will get hair. Joey's hair was always three straight lines. So his circle had spiky hair. And Abby's hair was this really long curly hair. So you had this circle with the big lips and the eyes. And then all of a sudden the eyes got eyelashes. The kid's always been into makeup. And then the hair would come off. It'd be curly. It'd be way longer than our circle person. And then kids start to draw. The next phase of life is they start to draw the limbs. So all of a sudden, your circle person will have two legs shoot out of the bottom of them and two arms shoot out of the side. There's no body whatsoever. There's just now this head with hair and arms and legs. And as kids draw, when kids do drawings, it's actually reflective of their mind starting. You see what's happening on the inside when kids draw on the outside, and you could see how they are starting to make sense of the world, and they're starting to recognize, oh, people have mouths. Oh, people have hair. Oh, people have arms and legs. Oh, eventually they have a body. And when you watch a child draw a person, you could see that developmental progress. While we're on this, I'll just let you know my little, some things. I know a lot of you have kids that have IEPs and stuff like that. Same thing is true with learning to read. So kids recognize that there are letters, and they'll start writing letters. And they'll usually write their name before they recognize that letters have sounds. And if you notice when your child first starts to write their name, like let's say the name is Abby, A-B-B-Y, they will take a piece of paper and they'll make an A in the middle. And then over on the left-hand side, they'll make a B, and then they'll do a B over in the right-hand corner, and the Y down at the bottom. Like, they have all of the letters, and usually they have them in the right order because you're teaching them the order, but they're not writing them on a nice line. They're, like writing them all over the page. They're, like, all over the place because they understand now that letters mean their name, but they don't understand there's an order to letters. So once they can write their name, A-B-B-Y, in order, that means they're understanding that letters also have an order to them, and then they assigned a sound to the letter, and then they learn to read. There's something else I was going to tell you about that, but anyway, I'm sure I'll get back to it in another podcast. So anyway, this is why in preschool, we would do lacing cards. You remember, I don't know if they still do them, but I always did them in my preschool class, where you would punch a whole bunch of holes in like a mitten or a umbrella or whatever the thing that would match the theme is, and then you'd give them a shoelace and you would tie it on there and you would say, lace this card. If you have lacing cards at home and your child is just putting the lace in any hole and they're zigzagging across their lacing card, it means that they have not internally developed the reasoning that one hole leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. And this is a pre-reading activity. When your child can get a lacing card and they lace those holes in order, they understand that letters go in order and eventually that words go in order, and all of this is how you read. So if you have a child that's struggling with reading, get out a lacing card and see how they lace the card. And if they can learn that motor memory of organized, anyway, I'm way on, this could be a super long podcast. All this to say, I understand how kids think. And then I got an additional degree at Miami in first through eighth grade, and then I got a kindergarten endorsement. So in the state of Ohio, when I had my certificate, I was certified birth through eighth grade. And I am a researcher, obviously. And one of the things that we learned in early childhood development, like in early childhood development versus elementary education, you learn a lot about this. Because when you're dealing with a 2, 3, 4-year-old, how do you figure out what's going on inside of that little body when they can't really articulate it? Like, a fourth grader that doesn't understand long division, we figure out a lot of different ways to teach long division. A 3-year-old, we have to be able to observe through their behavior, through their actions, through their drawings, where they are developmentally so we can match that and move them forward. Well, in all of this developmental learning that I had as an early childhood educator, I learned about, you know, the stages of childhood. And there are these magic ages for kids, and they are on the fives. So a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 15-year-old are considered magic ages. Like, pretty much when a child is 5, their life is good. When they're 10, when they're 15, these are magic ages when discipline just seems to work. Like, they're fun to be around. Like, a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old child is a really fun age to be around. And kids have dispositions. So a kid that's really fun to be around is going to be really easy to take on vacation at 5 and 10. And a child that maybe has been a little bit more challenging or difficult is going to be easier at 5 and 10. So these are considered magic ages. And as I was thinking about these golden windows and talking to you about chronological ages, I think just in general, I have no research to back this up, I think just in general, on the years when we turn a 5 or a 10, it's generally an easier year for us. So I am 46 now. I turned 45, obviously, a year ago. I don't really remember anything about year 45 that seemed to be different or easier than any other year in my 40s. I am extrapolating now that I think as you get older, it's more on the 10s. So like 20 is a big year. I don't remember anything about 25. 30 seemed to be kind of big. I don't remember anything about 35. 40 was huge. Don't remember 45. I'm anticipating 50 will be big. Seems like it's more on the 10s than just the 5s when you are older. So this magic chronological window that I'm going to talk to you about, this golden window, is when you turn 40. There has not been any other birthday that I have had that has even come remotely close to what it was like to turn 40. Now, before you turn 40, if you're not 40 yet, you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's so old. Like, you should just get a walker now. Sign up for your AARP card because, you know, all downhill after you turn 40. You think turning 40 is like this life sentence to, I don't know, oldness. It is not. Let me just let you know, it is not. It is freeing. It is glorious. It is wonderful. I love it. And it's not just because I'm over 40. Like, there is something that happens when you turn 40. I thought it was just for me because it was finally we were done with the estate. And, you know, I just thought it was situational for me. And the more people I talk to who have turned 40 with or without kids, they say the same exact thing happens. Starts around 38. It's definitely in full swing by 39. It clicks over at 40 and it goes into about 41. Here's what happens. Around 38, 39, you're like, what am I doing with my life? Do I even like this job? What, like, where is this going? And you start asking all these internal questions. Basically, am I happy? And if I'm not happy, what am I going to do about it? And it seems to be around the age of 39 that you actually do something about it. Even if you've been talking about it for 12 years, when you're 39, you actually make whatever change that is that you need to make. And in making that change, that job, career, that whatever it is that you've just been tolerating and living with, and you make that change, you also make a lot of physical change. You clear out and declutter your house. And so I did this when I turned 40. My sister does not have children. She's lived on the same place for 20 years, just like I've lived in my house for 20 years. And so I said to her, I said, Em, when you turn 40, like, here's what happened when I turned 40. What happened when you turned 40? She goes, same exact thing. I went through every drawer, every closet, every box. I got rid of all this stuff. Like, it's a major purging and cleansing out, almost like you're getting ready for the next half or more of your life. I'm going to live to be over 100, so I'm like still not even halfway there. But anyway, you're like clearing out that first 40 years and you're getting ready for the next 40 years. And it's effortless and easy. Like, it's a lot of work, but the energy you have behind turning 40 is just amazing. Like, stuff that you thought you could never part with, you're like, I don't even like this color, out of here. Or I remember turning 40 and looking around my house going, I have lived here 18 years and I basically decorated my house like my parents' house. Like, this isn't even our style. What was I thinking? Like, and you just are really comfortable with who you are. And you no longer care what other people think. It's not that you don't care, but you want to live your life for you more than for anybody else. Your parents, your employees, your siblings, your whatever. Like, you're finally like, this is ridiculous. I should live my best life. I should do what I want to do. This 40-year energy is the biggest energy I've ever seen in myself or anyone else that I have organized. And it tends to last about 18 months. It starts before you turn 40, usually about the year before you turn 40, around 39, all the way through your 40th birthday, usually around the middle of 40. If you've started at 39, you're about done. If you start when you turn 40, you're done about 41. This 18-month really accepting you for you. You know, it's that whole RISE conference that I did. You are enough. It's really embracing, I am enough. And I have these unique giftings that are only mine. And how am I going to use those to bless society? And what is the impact that I'm going to leave behind? And I need to get on with the living of my life and doing what I was meant to do. This happens at 40. So I didn't read the book, but I had read the book Passages, I think was the same type thought process. And it was written for people who basically turned 40 30 years ago. So this whole idea of turning 40 and really claiming ownership of your uniqueness and that you are enough, and then having your physical space reflect that inner change that goes on, I would say is the biggest chronological golden window that I see. Now, there are other chronological golden windows. You know, you turn 18, you turn 10, you turn 55. Like, there are other chronological windows, but this 40-year-old tends to have a lot of energy behind it. So if you are 39 to 41, you already have this golden window working for you. Now, the second kind of golden window are situational golden windows, and I'm going to go through four different types of situational golden windows and then give you a lot of examples. These are the ones where we naturally say to somebody, oh, you're doing that, then you should get organized. It's not based on your age. It's not based on the time of year. It's based on what's going on in your life. And the first and most obvious one would be moving. So moving is a golden window. And I've listed four different kinds of moving that would give you this golden window opportunity. The first one would be when you're anywhere from the age of 18 to 24 and you're moving to your first home. So our son is 18. He's going away to college, but there is no dorm there, so we had to get him an apartment. And in getting him an apartment, we had to get him all of his furniture and bedding, and like, we're literally setting up house for an 18-year-old. He is so excited. He has been very instrumental in picking out what he wants and how he wants his apartment to look. And he keeps talking to us about how, you know, he's so excited to start college and to be living on his own. And he has his own place. And the ownership he has about starting his life with his apartment is so cool. This is a child that I can't get to clean his room. I can't get to do anything with me. And he has spent hours and days this summer at stores, buying stuff, getting stuff, assembling stuff, you know, giving me input, discussing with me how he wants his apartment to look, because he has this situational, organizational energy around this move into this new apartment. The next one would be moving at all. Like, if you are ever moving, that's always going to give you a situational energy. Now, the energy I just described with Joey is an energy that is really internal and is all about change and breaking away and starting his own new life, and is a very positive energy. Occasionally, when you're moving, you don't have the positivity of this energy. Like, maybe you don't want to move, or you can't afford to move where you want to move, and so you're settling for something that's not really ideal for your family, or you move every single year and it's just a wearing thing. Yeah, you got to move, but there's no energy behind it because it's just happening too often and too chaotic for you. So there's always the energy. It's just not always positive. The more positive you can make it, the better. Another moving situational energy would be like when my sister and I settled my father's estate and we had to sell the family home. So anytime the home is sold that you were a child in, no matter what age you are and whether you have any say in it at all. Like, let's say you're living in your own home and your parents are going to sell their home and buy another home, and you don't have to do anything. Like, they're going to do all of the moving. It's still a situational golden window for you because your childhood memories and possibly some of your stuff is going to come live at your house. And so it's the ending of an era and the starting of a new one. So that is a situational golden window as well. All right, the next, that was obvious. Like, obviously moving, we're going to get organized, right? The next golden window is one I identified immediately when I was a professional organizer. And this is the one that I have talked about the most in person with people when I was doing physical in-home organization. We no longer do that, but there are many, many, many certified professional organizers through Organize 365. Just go to Organize 365 and in the bottom, there's this big pink button that said Certified Organizer Directory. So if you're looking for a professional organizer that can come help you do this, there's one there. So this situational golden window is about the age of your children. Now, if you don't have children, this is not a situational golden window for you. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say kind of, because when we went through infertility, and I know a lot of people have gone through infertility and have not ended up adopting or having children at all, you're still going to have that situational golden window of when you decide that you are at peace with the size of your family the way it is, and you're going to declutter those baby items. That's super hard, but it is definitely... it's definitely a breakthrough moment when you decide that you are happy with the family that you are and that it is okay to let go of the physical items for the family that you thought you would be. Along those lines, with the family that you have, when your youngest child goes to all-day school, that is almost the equivalent of turning 40. When your youngest child goes to all-day school, whether that's all-day kindergarten or first grade, when that child goes to school, that is a golden year. That year lasts a full 12 months. And I would say often, because my friends were all about my same age, and a couple of them had those bonus babies, so they had their babies going off to school, and they would be looking at part-time employment or going back to work because, you know, they had been home with their kids and now they were looking at going back. And I remember I was just at my high school reunion or grade school reunion, and I have a friend. Her babies are going to full day school. She's like, yeah, I think I'm going to go back. I said, oh, if there's any way possible, don't. Like, not in general, don't. But delay going back into the workforce one more year, just one more year. You've already sacrificed this long, and be available for all those field trips and everything that you want to do, but also give yourself this golden window of a year where your kids are off at school. And let me just tell you, grade school kids are the easiest. I love grade school kids. So your kids are off at school. You're already still couponing and everything that you're doing to stay home with them anyway, and focus on your house. This is a golden window for you that you will never get again. You've been in that house for years, raising these little babies. It's finally time where you can clear out all the baby stuff and the sippy cups and the diapers and the Thomas trains. And you can really clear out almost everything childhood related when your youngest one goes to school all day. And your household is transitioning. As your kids go through these phases of life, your household transitions. So when you have a baby, when you have babies, there are gates up and you're trying to keep them in the kitchen and the family room so that you can see them but still get stuff done. Once your youngest one goes to all-day school, you no longer need baby gates. You're free to roam around your whole entire house. You can change how they organize their closets. You can change what rooms the kids sleep in. You can create a homework nook. There's just, if you give yourself that space and that time with, you know, the kids are happy and healthy and they're off at school, and you're at home alone in your house, just focusing on making sure that that house is going to run the best it can for school age, middle school, high school kids, and you're returning to the workforce. Oh, it is just such a gift. It is such a gift of a year. And I say give yourself the full year. Get through all of the seasons of the year, because you're not going to organize swimming stuff and pool stuff in November, and you're not going to organize your holiday decorations if you do it in September. So give yourself the whole entire year. Huge, awesome seasonal year. The next time you would do that, the next golden windows with the ages of kids would be when your youngest one enters middle school, your youngest one enters high school, and your youngest one enters college. But those golden years can usually be done in a summer or in a month. It's not like you're going through your entire house at that point. The transition from being a mom of little kids to being a mom of school age kids is huge. And the other situational ages of your school age kids will be when your kids get married and move out. So even now, just with Joey going to college and Abby's going to be home with us, and Abby's got a job, Joey has a job, this is all new for us. Quite a bit. Greg and I are in the kitchen making dinner for just the two of us. It's just us and the dog now. And we're kind of looking around going, this is definitely different. Good, different, bad, different. Like, it's just different right now. And so when your kids get married and officially move all their stuff out, or they're supposed to anyway, it's different. And you got to look at your house again and say, is this the house we want to be in? Does this work for us as a couple or you as a single person? Like, what is the house like when you are not actively raising other people in it? And that's another golden window. All right, here is a fun golden window. When you have a big life event coming up, we are going to have a party. There are three times when you're generally going to have big parties at your house, which means you use these as excuses to do all the things that need to get done, like you watched me do at the graduation party: landscaping, new retaining wall, new windows. For Abby, we finally got our porch furniture that we were supposed to get for Joey's graduation party, which we did not. We were sitting outside on it last night, and Joey was out there with us. He's like, this is really nice furniture. And we were like, yeah, wouldn't it have been nice to have at your party? Because, yeah. I said, well, it's going to look great at your sister's party in a year and a half with the deck we're going to build. So when you have these big life events, which are graduations, weddings, and milestone birthdays, this is when you tend to look at your house and go, oh, we're going to turn 50 next year, so let's fix up the house and have a party. Or high school graduations are a big one. If you've got high school graduations coming up, it's a great excuse to get a few things done around the house because you're going to have a party. And again, weddings. I remember my parents got a lot of stuff done around the house when we were going to, when I was getting married. And the last situational golden window is when you are going to enter your next phase of life. Now, this is just very personal. So the first one would be job related. So you're ready to enter your next phase of life. You have a new job or a new career. Like when I decided not to renew my teacher's license, a couple of years after that, I officially decided that I'm never going back to teaching. Like, I'm not going back to teaching. And if I ever do, like, I have to take so many hours and I would basically be starting over. And I got rid of all of the items that I had saved as a preschool teacher. I still had saved them for like 10 years in case I went back or started a daycare center or whatever. And even now I'm like, oh, they were so cute. I wish I could go look at all of my lacing cards, but I can't because they're gone. And getting rid of that stuff out of the storage room and really embracing the fact that I am an organizer instead of a teacher was a huge phase of life change for me and led to a lot of decluttering and reorganization. Likewise, if you take a promotion at your job, like let's say you've been at the same job for 25 years, but now you are a different level in that business. Maybe you've become a vice president or you're now a manager. That is a big change in your life. It's going to be reflected in your wardrobe, possibly in the car you drive, possibly in the kinds of foods that you eat. If you're traveling more and you need to create more foods that are easier for you to eat on traveling, or like this year I set out and I got a great carry-on suitcase and I bought everything that I needed for traveling because I went from basically not leaving my house at all to leaving my house a couple times a month and loving it. Like I love it. I drive places, I fly places, I go, I literally can pack within 15 minutes. Let me know where we're going. I'll go. And I love it. I really enjoy it. It is a totally new phase of life for me. And so I had to organize all of my travel supplies. Sometimes it's just as easy as that. You need a carry-on bag and to organize your traveling supplies. But I would say that I've changed a lot this year in my appearance. I finally started putting money into my wardrobe, which I had not done. I'd been buying at resale shops for years and years and years. And we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of when I started shopping at White House Black Market. No, they're not a sponsor. I just love them. And now my wardrobe is pretty much, I would say, 65, 70% all from White House Black Market. And I just got the catalog yesterday. Oh my gosh, do you know what the accent color is for this fall? Hot pink. Oh my gosh, it's the Organized 365 color. I said, Greg, I have to go shopping. They've got like this whole like pantsuit that's hot pink, this hot pink blazer I think I need to go get, a hot pink dress. I'm like, oh my gosh, White House Black Market has my brand color. Oh, I'm so excited. That's a big deal. Like changing your physical appearance or getting a promotion at work and then leveling up that part of you is a big deal. And it's going to change some of the physical areas in your house. All right, a couple of other phases of life that definitely are golden windows for reorganizing. Number one is going to be having a baby. If it's your first baby, for sure, you just basically are getting all the stuff and trying to figure out how to fit it in your house. But every single baby that comes along creates a shifting and a reordering inside of your house and a replenishment of stuff. And you just know, I was never pregnant, but I'm assuming, even for adoptive moms, this definitely happens. You have the nesting. The nesting has nothing to do with being pregnant. It has to do with the arrival of this new baby into your family. And so there is this clearing out of the old and cleaning everything inside and getting all the cute little teeny tiny stuff and just the preparation for this new life entering your family. Now, one you may not have thought about, but I saw a lot as a professional organizer. I would say these professional organization clients were the most resolute in hiring us as professional organizers, wanted us there as quickly as possible, never canceled, and were really, really ready to make a change. Again, this is equivalent to a 40-year-old transition year. Were women who had been divorced and had found a new love interest and were interested in getting remarried. These were our best clients ever. Like literally, hands down, the best, happiest clients I ever worked with as a professional organizer. They'd been through the divorce. They'd been through the dividing of the stuff and the kids and all of that that comes with getting divorced. They had become who they were as far as like professionally, personally, they'd done all of the work. And they were now at the point where they were ready to share this new person that they had become with their new love interest. And let me just tell you, when we would go in and professionally organize these ladies, like we wouldn't even have to say, do you really want this? It was like out, 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 out. Mostly all we were movers. Like, we were like, okay, so 80% goes and we organize what's left. She's like, yeah, if we really need that 20%. And then they wanted it organized nicely, like Pinterest, like let's make it look nice. Usually we were there while there were contractors there, or they were becoming before and after us. Like, carpet was being put in, things were going to be fixed on the house. Like, they were embracing this next phase of their life and they were ready to get it done. All right, so we've gone through chronological golden windows and situational golden windows. Now let's talk about the seasonal golden windows. If you're like, well, I'm not going to get divorced and remarried, I'm not moving, and I'm 37. So Lisa, you haven't hit any of my golden windows. Apparently I'm not getting organized. Not so fast. There are seasonal golden windows every single year. So let me tell you what they are. These are not going to surprise you whatsoever. It's right now. August and September, December and January, and April and May, but it bleeds into June. It is not an accident that the 100-day home organization program starts on Labor Day, the first Monday after January 1st, and around Memorial Day. The reason why the 100-day home organization program starts on those days is because that is when I, as a teacher, as an educator, know it is going to be the easiest to get you to achieve your own organizational goals. And I'm going to use the natural energy that is in the seasonal year in order to propel you forward to get you as far as I can into the 100-day program and have success. So I'm going to use everything around me to help you have success in getting your home organized. Does this mean that if you're listening to this podcast on October 10th, you can't join the 100-day program and get organized right away? No, you absolutely can. That's why we reorganized the entire website, and now we have an undated planner, so you can literally jump in and get organized whenever you want. Maybe you're moving and it's the middle of October and you want to go through the 100-day program. You're adding a golden window in. You can get organized anytime. When you join the 100-day program, you have access to every single lesson immediately, and your planner will arrive within a week. So you have access to all the lessons. You can like join today and in an hour be working through the lessons. Like, you don't have to wait for anyone else. However, as a leader of the group, and because we go through this over and over and over again, it is helpful to use the seasonal energy to help those of you who have bought into the program, because it's a lifetime program, keep making more and more success. Now, in past podcasts, I've gone through and I've explained, when you start on September, this year it's going to be the 3rd, which is the Monday of Labor Day. When you start, usually, your first time through, you will make it about 21 days. You'll get through the kitchen, maybe the master closet. The second time you go through the program, you make it all the way through day 42. And the third time through the program, you make it through 100 days. This is because you're building your organizational muscles. Now, here's a little secret. The seasonal organizing energy is strongest in August and September. It's second strongest in January, and it's weakest in the summer unless you're a teacher. So think about yourself. You're like, oh, it's kind of right. Like, I'm listening to this in August, and like, I cannot wait to just declutter and organize everything. That is that fall seasonal energy. Like, summer has ended. We're supposed to be rest and relaxed. I'm exhausted. But anyway, whatever. We've had this whole long days, lots of memories, lots of more relaxed days, not very much structure. And even those of you that don't like structure, you are itching for structure right now. Like, you want a schedule. Like, we just naturally desire a fall schedule. The air is going to be crisper and cooler. Again, of course, I'm recording in the United States. It's probably opposite for everyone like in Australia. But the air is crisper and cooler. Everyone goes back to school. Does not matter if you don't have a school-aged child or you don't have children whatsoever. There is a school energy. There just is a school energy for everyone. You went to school when you were a kid. So in the United States, we're primed for this. We're primed for this back to school feeling, get new school supplies, new pens. And we have a different energy when we approach our work in September. And that productive energy lasts through the middle of November. It's a 10-week energy. So if you're starting the 100-day program for the first time and you're starting in the fall, you will probably get through 42, 50 days of it. You won't stop after 21 days because you're in this fall organizational energy. What's ironic is new planners typically come out in January and everybody talks about the new year, and there is some organizational energy and goal setting that happens in January in the new year. But in my experience, people who set goals in January are more likely to achieve those goals and carry out those goals all the way through May. People who set goals in January usually keep those goals through February or March, not through the whole year. So setting your goals now in August and September, you're likely to hold that goal all the way through a traditional school year, even if you're 53. Just saying. So those are the seasonal energies. And then the seasonal energy for summer usually starts around April, May. You want to plan your summer, and then summer gets enacted June, July, and August. All right, so we have talked about the golden windows of chronological age, the biggest of which being when you turn 40. Situational golden windows, which are any time that you move, the ages of your children moving into a new phase of life, having a big party, or anything related to your job or your personal development. And then the yearly seasonal golden windows. Now, each of these golden windows has a different time allotment to it. The energy of turning 40 lasts about 18 months. So this is why if you've been through the 100-day program and you turn 40, you're like, oh, you're right. I was like, game on this whole 100-day program. And I did it two times and I did all the things. And then you realize, oh, she's right. I did turn 40 at that time. Huh. How interesting. That 18-month energy that you have will carry you through five seasonal energies, plus maybe you've had some additional situational, like when I turned 40, I also decided to start a new career and my youngest kids were school age. So I was compounding my golden windows on top of each other. Situational golden windows, like moving, the ages of your kids moving up, having a party, having a new phase of life, situational golden windows tend to last about 6 months. So when your youngest one enters all day school, you've got a solid 6 months that you are ready to use that energy, which is why I say try to stay home if you can when they go to school. So if they go to school in September and this energy lasts 6 months, you have September, October, November, December, January, February. If you want to get a job in March, you're probably pretty much done organizing your house. The only problem with getting a job in March is now you're going to hit the end of the school year, which just would make it crazy to get a job at the end of March. So just wait until the next September. If you think about moving, that 6 months energy, you have the preparation for listing your house, the actual listing of your house, the physical moving, and then the organizing on the other end. Definitely 6 months. If you're thinking about a party, like our graduation party, we started talking about it, but we actively started doing things about February, March, April. We were working on things on the house. May was actually planning and doing the party, and then we had the party in June, and we're done. And then phase of life, new job, new career. Whenever you're going to get a new job, you're going to level up in your career, you're going to switch jobs, you're going to have a new baby. Those are all about a 6 month energy. Seasonal energy. The seasonal energy every year is about 6 weeks. So here I'm recording this, you're listening to this in August. You have this organizational energy right now. If you capitalize on it, it will last longer. If you don't and you just let it pass, it will usually pass around the second or third week in September. It starts in the middle of middle of August, and it goes until about the second or third week in September. For the next seasonal energy, it will start usually about the second week in December, and it will go through the end of January. That's just the natural. And then at the end of the school year, it will usually start about the middle of April and it will end on Labor Day. Now you're like, end on Labor Day, Memorial Day. We start the 100-day program on Memorial Day. I always get those messed up. Yes, this is the seasonal energy. You can fan the flame and make it last longer. You're taking the natural energy that's around you, and then you're going to put your energy into it and make it last longer. So if I just said the natural seasonal energy is going to be the beginning of August to the middle of September, if you just let it come and go, you'll get your kids ready for school if you have them. You might declutter your, usually in September, left to their own devices. Here are the things people will do. They might buy some new clothes. they will clean out their office supplies at home because they don't even realize why they're doing it. But it's because you used to go to school. They might buy some more new office supplies. And almost everyone makes modifications to their morning, afternoon, and evening routines and their weekly schedule, even if they don't consciously do it. So you may be like, oh, I didn't even really realize I did that. Like, you're just going to not even think about it. But if you work a 9-to-5 job, you are going to change the time that you leave home because the school buses are going to come and it's going to mess up your commute. Or, you know, little minor changes like this that you don't even realize you're making. You're making because you have this seasonal organizing energy in you. If you capitalize on it, I'm telling you, you can make it last all the way until the middle of November. If you don't capitalize on it, it'll be the end of September. You'll be in your fall routine and you'll just go on your merry way. So it's the capitalizing on these golden windows that is our opportunity, not the fact that I have to get it all done within this golden window. We're going to use these golden windows as the catalyst. So this is why when you're 39, 40, you start decluttering everything and everyone at the house is like, don't touch this. This is mine. It's because you're going to declutter it because you're going through this natural organizing energy. All right. I hope that that was informative, made you think a little bit, and also look around you. Like, other people are going through these organizational energies as well, and we'll be able to capitalize on that, helping them get us organized as well. So are you in a golden window or two or three? I would love for you to join me in the 100-Day Home Organization Program. You can find out more by going to organize365.com. And when you're there, you'll find out there's this thing called All Access. Well, organizing your home is the seasonal energy that we talked about, but then there's paper. And I remember when I was a professional organizer, I would go into people's homes and I would say, do you want us to organize your home or do you want us to organize your paper? And organizing paper takes just about as long as organizing your home. Getting a handle on all of your actionable to-dos, filing cabinet papers, all those papers takes quite a bit of time. So we have a complete home paper organization course as well. Or you can go all in and get All Access. All Access gives you everything you need to organize your home and organize your paper and bonus courses like how do you organize your storage room? How do you organize your email? How do you organize yourself if you're going to move? So check out all of those offerings over at organize365.com and let's get you organized.